I have a little thought for you, besides Memorial Day thoughts, that I wanted to share with you. As some of you know, our family is in a play, and we're doing it as a family project. So every single one of us has a role in this community theater play that we have going on right now. My son and my husband both have two of the leading roles in the play, and the rest of us have minor roles. However, we're all involved, and it's very fun. And we are learning so many things as we do this play. We're learning about patience, you know, with some of the other people, with the directors, with all of the different people involved. We're learning about cooperation and working with other people, about showing initiative and stepping up when something needs to be done. We're learning about coordination and different skills that we haven't learned before. My husband has never danced before, and so this is a new skill. We're learning about social skills. I love to take on projects like this as a family because, you know, so often we just assume by living and by associating with other people, we're going to be properly socially groomed. And that is not necessarily the case. In fact, I think, you know, one day I'm going to probably have to write a book about it or something. But social skills are definitely something that should be analyzed and taught. And part of the things that you're teaching in your home with proper boundaries with the children when they don't get along with each other or with friends, those are all those kinds of social skills. But I believe in deliberately teaching social skills, and doing projects like this is a great way to do some of that social skill teaching. So anyway, we've been working on this project together. Well, my husband, like I said, he's been having to learn all of this dancing, and he has never considered himself much of a dancer. But now, as one of the leads in the play, he has to dance all the time. It's a musical play. He is singing and dancing in every single scene that he is in. And this is a major thing for him, really major. I mean, the singing he's used to, but the dancing with the singing, that's different. And he says, you know, he's often unsure of himself. He says that he looks at the other dancers to see if he's on the right track. And he also says that he often feels awkward, but he keeps trying and he just sort of smiles his way through it at this point. He says that he focuses on staying in character no matter what happens with the dance. Which I think is great advice as a gal who's been, you know, raised pretty much on a stage, because my father was a play director. That's exactly what he should do, so that's perfect. Well, by contrast, well, I shouldn't say by contrast, but in a way, by contrast, my son, his leading role is very similar to my husband's. He is in every single dance that my husband is in, because they are actually brothers in the play, which is kind of fun. And my son has to sing and dance all the same numbers that my husband does. Anyway, he's had some similar difficulties in dancing because he's, you know, has to learn all this new stuff. But he said something after rehearsal last night, because he's finally, these last couple rehearsals, just really taken off with the dancing, and it looks like it's finally clicked for him. Last night after the rehearsal, he said, he told his father, "Dad, I used to look at people too, but now I just trust myself. And I do it, and my body figures it out better." I loved that. I thought, you know, this dance experience is so much like what we do with parenting. In fact, so often, you know, parenting and relating with other people, it is kind of like a dance. Who's taking the lead and who's following, and are they understanding the steps and all these kinds of, it's like doing a dance. And how often do we feel awkward? We feel like we aren't sure if we can really do it. How often do we look at what others do and try to mimic it because we don't really trust ourselves to be able to actually put those steps into our minds and have our body be able to remember to do that. So we often do those things, and I started thinking about people on their self-government journey and about all of you on the course. As I was listening to my son talk, it just made me realize, you know, it feels awkward at first. It's like learning a whole new dance when you're trying to keep yourself calm and you're trying to carry a certain feeling about yourself. You're trying to shoot for a vision for your family. You're learning new skills, a different way to communicate. You're having meetings that maybe you haven't had before. All these different things that you're working on, which are this huge project, and it feels a little bit awkward. And you're not sure that you really can do it, or because you've never seen yourself do it before. It hasn't felt natural to you yet. And then you watch the videos and hear me talk about things, and then you are trying your best to mimic what's going on. But there was something my son figured out that is key to learning a new skill. He said, "I just trust myself." That part was amazing. He figured out that if he trusted himself, that he could let his body, his mind, take over and do what needed to be done in that particular setting. You do so much learning, so much, working on the new different parts of the skills. Make sure that after all that learning is said and done, and after you've watched and processed and planned how you're going to do it, that you don't second-guess yourself in the moment. You check to make sure you're calm. You do a little plan in your head about, I think I'm going to do it this way, and then just trust that you will do it. Children can tell when your voice tone shows them. They can tell you don't trust yourself because your voice is not as sure. It's not as confident. Just like on stage when you're watching some dancers or people in a play that are trying to dance, even if they're doing all the moves, if they're looking at someone else, you know they're not sure. And automatically, your eye is drawn to them. Because it's like, oh, they don't know what they're doing. And then you compare them with someone who does know what they're doing. So you have to let yourself trust. Then you will have the confidence that you need to instill the principles into your children. So I just wanted to share that little experience with you today. And I hope that it helps as you're going through learning so many things. I had a conversation with a person that I mentored the other day, and she was talking about, you know, how her husband doesn't necessarily have all the steps down to everything and how she's been learning it, but that's not really his way to learn all these different steps and skills and everything, and that he kind of likes things to be his idea probably and stuff. And we ended up talking about how maybe she just needed to tell him one thing. Because he does desire to have his children learn self-government. But maybe she just needs to tell him, describe everything you see. Describe everything that's good. And describe everything that's going wrong. Just describe what's happening to all the children. And then if they've earned something, let them know. At the beginning, maybe that'll be enough for him so that he feels confident enough to learn the dance. And then as you are doing the proper, vocabulary that you want to introduce to your family, he will see it and see how it fits in with the one principle you already taught him. But one thing at a time, for some people, helps them be able to have more confidence in their actions. That's why I created the implementation course in steps, so that you could all get confident with one thing at a time. And not get too overwhelmed, hopefully, by all the things that you don't quite know yet, so that you can focus on changing the inside of you, trusting that your husband or your wife will be able to learn some of these other things too, and that you'll be able to communicate with them more effectively and trust in them. Because if you don't trust in them, they won't trust themselves. And then they won't be much help to you. And you won't be able to work together as a team. As I said to this woman that I was mentoring, step two is probably the most difficult step of all, because it requires, even when it's not perfect, trusting in the goodness of your spouse, which is difficult to do when possibly you have a history of judging and comparing them. So make sure that you apply the trust to yourself and also give them that trust as well, so that they can still stay encouraged to keep progressing. And it won't be perfect every minute, but teach them little things along the line as you go, and you'll be surprised about the changes that happen. Proof is in the pudding anyway. As the children start behaving differently with you than they do with your spouse, all of a sudden they'll go, they're doing something that I need to kind of pay attention to, and they'll start trying it.